It's not nice to talk about someone behind their back. That's what they're doing. Griffin, my mom, his parents. They're in the other room, jotting down my straitjacket measurements between hushed words. Swayze had a breakdown. Swayze thinks Doug Mann killed Erica. Swayze thinks Doug Mann killed some girl named Morgan Daisy Gallagher. Shh, don't speak too loud. We don't want to wake her. The police didn't believe me. I know I sounded crazy, but I'm not. I can't remember all the details, or even most of them, but he killed Daisy. And he killed Erica. Not all truths can be explained. The door eases open. You're awake! Mom smiles the kind of smile one gives an unstable person. It's the don't break the good china smile. I sit up, leaning back against the creaky headboard. Something between utter shock and complete numbness settles along my body. I'm awake. Glancing at the nightstand, I frown at the pill bottle. I don't think Dr. B would approve of you sharing your sleeping pills with me. They're prescription. Griffin didn't want to have to call your psychiatrist yet, so we just gave you one to help you calm down. You weren't yourself. The things you said didn't make any sense. I think the news of Erica and seeing her body triggered something. How do you feel now? She sits on the edge of the bed, taking a hold of my hand. Her fingers trace the diamond of my engagement ring. Mom, I'm engaged. Oh, Swayze, I'm so happy for you. We can't have that conversation now. Pain burns my eyes as the vision of Erica's body continues to brand a permanent place in my memory. I can't erase the picture of Doug's bloodied face or Daisy falling. I don't even know what universe I'm in. I feel like I know more than I should, and yet nothing at all. It's so messed up. I'm so messed up. In love, engaged, angry, confused, terrified. What time is it?
8:30?
It's late. You should get home. I'm fine.
8:30 in the morning, Swayze.
My attention shifts to the windows. Light seeps in through the holes in the blinds. Bright morning light, not the dim evening sunset. I'm late. I toss back the covers. Where's my phone? I need to call Nate.
Every evening, I give myself a pep talk before walking into the house. I have a nanny. Her name is Swayze Samuels. She's just a nanny. Morgan's attached to her, so while I should look for a new nanny, I feel like Swayze is best for my daughter, not for me. Dashing through the snow. My head jerks back as I open the door to the greeting of Christmas music. It's 2 weeks until Thanksgiving. Why is there Christmas music playing? The door chime makes Swayze jump as usual. She spins around, hugging Morgan to her. Hate that her smile fades when she sees me. I hate that I can't get the nerve to share my own smile. A little early for Christmas music. I set my bag on the chair, keeping my eyes on Morgan while I wash my hands. Is it ever too early for Christmas music? Yes. I steal Morgan from her. Hey, baby doll, I missed you today. Swayze holds her spot next to me. Usually she's halfway out the door by now. Thank you, Swayze. Drive safely, I say as if I'm talking to Morgan because I don't like looking at Swayze. Or maybe I don't like the way she looks at me, like I've done something wrong. Her words lack any sort of confidence. Did you have a good day? I glance over at her and sit on the sofa, letting Morgan's strong legs push off mine in her constant desire to bounce. It was fine, thank you. Did you have a good day?
We did.
She hugs herself, rubbing her lips together and shifting her weight from one leg to the other. Okay, well, glad to hear it. Doing anything exciting this weekend?
Just the usual.
Why is she stalling? You?
My birthday is Sunday, so we're having a family dinner at Griffin's parents' house.
I didn't know. Happy early birthday. 22. I shake my head. Enjoy your youth.